say that, they're mobile.
Hey David, how you doing? KB4 CPA.
I just left the airfield. Couldn't be better. I'm on cloud 9. Literally, cloud 9.
Oh, I'm happy for you. Things must have went well.
Yeah, punched a bunch of holes in clouds and didn't break a single airplane. Not even a prop. So, good day. I had my handheld on my side, and I was listening to you talking to other people while I was flying. You were headed down to Columbia. You on your way back now?
385, coming out on that rest area that's in the middle. I'm running almost 80 here, and people are going by me like I'm backing up.
Is that on what road? Is that like 26, or what highway are you on?
5.
Columbia, and you're already all the way back to 385 now?
I did a little shopping at the Sportsman place there. I've never seen one, so I went inside. I wanted to see if they had any ammo, but they didn't. They had some brass, they had some bullets, but they didn't have any primers about the only thing you could buy would be something for a shotgun.
I do a gun show in, I don't know, probably 7 or 8 years. Last time they had one over at the Palmetto Center. I don't know what they call that anymore, what used to be the Palmetto Expo Center.
I'm not sure. I mean, it used to be the TD Convention Center, but I think my wife told me that Greenville County bought it, but don't quote me on that.
Didn't turn out that good. Maybe you should have just gone flying with us.
I had, my grandson back and we just met in Columbia, and we met at that store, so, I thought, well, heck, while I'm here, I might as well go inside and see what it's all about. They live in Somerville, so, anyway, it's not exactly halfway, but at least, neither one of us has to do a whole lot of traveling.
Well, next time your grandson is in the area, ought to bring him up there. Grandsons enjoy RC airfields a lot.
I started the plane up for him. So, I said, come out here, I want to show you something.
Had he ever seen anything like that before?
Never. That was a first time experience for him.
You planted a seed that will grow. How old is he? W4DJW.
CPA. He's 7, and he's playing travel baseball right now. He's really into that, and he's real good at it. And so he's all ramped up, but. But he's a good boy. He's smart, and even if he is my grandson.
Into sports, though, I know, like my granddaughter does the soccer thing, and she doesn't have time for anything else. It's soccer, soccer, soccer. If he's doing ball like that, maybe he doesn't have time for airplanes. But that's okay. They're all fun.
There's always the summer, and hopefully by then I'll have my insurance and be able to actually. I can fly the plane. It's just the hardest part is landing, and for me, especially when it's. It's coming at you, and you got to do everything in the reverse. So that's the part that, that that I don't, that I have a hard time with.
Today, Johnny McDermott, he won the nationals for pylon racing for two years. He was the national leader. He was up there today. That's his home field where he flies out of. He brought one of his pylon racers with him today, and it had a bad throttle servo in it, so he had to just set the throttle to wide open and set it a little bit on the ridge side so it wouldn't lean out. And you should have seen that thing running 200-mile-an-hour circles. 200-mile-an-hour circles. It was amazing. Hopefully when you get to come out there, he'll bring that thing out again. But you can see gliders on side of the mountains that get up to 500 miles an hour. That's impressive. But seeing something that's flat out right in front of you doing 200-mile-an-hour circles, that's pretty cool.
T4CTD.
Go.
Dave, which field were you at today?
Campobello.
Okay. Are they not flying anything over at Sloan anymore?
They are, and I've been getting emails where they had the field was torn up and they got it fixed, and they're back to flying again. It's just a lot further for me to go down there to their new field and their new field it's not as nice as Campobello. It's further away and it's not as nice, so I'd rather go to Campobello. And Campobello's got a lot of really, really good talent.
Where is the one at Campobello?
If you Google Campobello Flyers, it'll show you on the map where it is. Because I'm not that good. Roddy Road is the road that it's off of. I'm not that good with instructions around. But it's off Roddy Road, and you can just Google Campobello Flyers, and it'll take you straight to it.
Okay. That is probably a really good day to fly. Anyway, I'm almost done. I'll catch y'all later. KJ4CTD on the touch.
You're right. It was a perfect day to fly. Doesn't get any better. The wind was behaving itself nicely. The sun was not in anybody's eyes. There was enough clouds up there to be able to see your airplane really good between the blue and the white. It was beautiful. Go ahead, David, W4DJW.
And I didn't break but three props. KM4VWA.
Sorry, I missed that one.
You broke as a prop.
I don't know. What do you think, Dave? Should I move up to a little heavier gram servo on that Tony?
In the air. You keep it off the earth and in the air, and that won't be an issue.
I hear you, bud.
We all go through all. We all, and that always revisits, too. It's not a one-shot deal.
Sorry, Dave. I think it's up with you. That's me. N4DJC, I think.
Yeah, I just stopped to talk to some people that were observing out here near the gate. I pulled up and I told them, say, hey, I got a whole truck full of airplanes here. Y'all need to come on down and participate. They just laughed and says, oh, yeah, well, I don't know what nationality they are, but they had heavy accents and they just completely enthralled observing.
David, about Johnny McDermott's pylon racer. Tell him about it.
Whiplash.
It's electric.
No, it's a nitro powered. It's a fueler. But I tell you what, David, if you turned the prop on that thing and felt the compression in the piston. It is such precision that it does not run rings. It is a ceramic coated cylinder wall and polished out, and it does not run rings. And it is incredibly fast. Hey, David, what kind of RPM are we talking about on that? 12,000, 14,000?
It's a Nelson Speed 40. Nelson that's one of the very popular racing engines. They're very expensive, and he's probably running around 26 to 28, maybe even 30,000 RPM.
Yes, the prop is spinning by the note. The props of the cylinder are so close together, it's just a...
TJC. today. It was a nice day to be out. I just want to say hello to Dave and David and Steve and I don't know who else is in there.
Riff Raff.
Good fly. You are right, Jerry. It was wonderful out there. Couldn't ask for any better. Fine day.
Missed out on it today. I'm sorry you had to go to Columbia. What was the store you went in down there that you were all curious about?
Wasn't the reason I went down there. I was taking my grandson back to my daughter, and we met in Columbia, and we met at that store, so I'd never been to one, so I went inside to see what it was all about. It was the Sportsman.
The Sportsman Warehouse down there on the left-hand side of 26 as you go into town?
If you're eastbound, it's on the left side.
And you had a good time inside. That's quite a space. They are as diverse, maybe even more so, than Cabela's or Bass Pro.
They had a little bit of brass, and they had some, bullets, no primers. And they had some different shot for your shotguns, and that was about it.
They had any, wait a minute, what kind of bullets did they have, 45s?
45, I was looking for some, you know, already loaded ammo, but it wasn't to be found.
Again soon, maybe we can come up with a solution for that issue for you.
It's a 45 Beretta that I'm buying for, and you know, I mean, I've got some. It's not like I'm out, but I think I'm gonna look on eBay and see if I can buy some used reloading equipment.
I'm hogging the repeater here, but why buy the equipment when you got a real good friend that'll let you come up and load at his place?
I didn't know my real good friend had such.
Find your primers, your powder, and your projectiles, and you're ready to go. I've got everything else.
Well, those bullets today.
Doesn't go pop without the primer.
Yeah, all right.
Well, guys, I have destinated. It's such a long way from the airfield to my house. I'm pulling in the driveway, and I know for a fact I've got a nice steak waiting on me. So y'all have a good evening. Dave, W4DJW, I had a great time today. As always, your help is so greatly appreciated, bud. And the other day with KB4CBA, have a fun afternoon, big boy. Jerry, just carry on, big guy. KN4, BWA, 73, job clear.
I'll check and see if I got it. And backing it in the driveway, too. That's a good timing. I enjoyed it. Had a good day. Take care. Enjoy the day flying. W4DJW. Catch you later.
Hope you have a good afternoon. Sounds like you had a great day. David, you destinated yet?
Lord, no. I'm headed up 385. I'm coming into Fountain Inn, Simpsonville. Simpsonville City Limits, right here. Bam, right now.
Ready to go then. If you have any trouble finding any of that other stuff you were talking about, just get me on. I'm good on QRZ. My email is just drop me an email sometime if you don't have any luck with anything. And maybe I can help you locate some of that stuff. But anyway, yeah, I tell you, I'd rather take a beating and drive to Columbia and back. Oh, that's a terrible drive.
I tell you, driving anywhere lately is a terrible drive. We went up to Arden to my cousin's pie shop up there, and it's right there off of 26. You take the Long Shoals Road exit, and then go to the right, but it's right before you, it's on the left there, right before you get to the old Highway 25. But anyway, and then we went on up to Maggie Valley and saw my sister.
Okay, I think my wife's going to Biltmore. That's this coming week, maybe, yeah, the week after. I think they go up there. My daughter has a year-round pass up there. The family gives her one. So I think they're going up there, I think sometime in mid-June. And I don't think I'm going to go with them. I don't like it. It's nothing much for me. I've been a bunch of times. I like going in the fall and at Christmas, but I don't care much about going during the summertime. But I know, I don't know, I ain't heard about it. I've heard you talk about the pie shop. I have to look that up sometime. Did you bring any back? That's the question.
Brought a whole pie bag of chocolate cream, sugar-free, and I've already eaten. Well, between me and my wife, we've eaten half of it. I think I might have me a piece when I get home. That'd be a good way to end the day.
Cream pie. That was we lived down in Columbus, Georgia. There was a barbecue joint down there called Country's Barbecue. They got three or four locations there in Columbus. They opened up back in the early 70s. And they have a chocolate cream and lemon meringue pie. Because the meringue is, their homemade meringue on those things is about, I guess it's about 3 inches high. It's just incredible. And I told my wife, I said, if we ever have that down there, well, I'm going to be sure if I have to, even if I have to take a detour to go back country and get a lemon meringue, piece of lemon meringue pie with my barbecue.
Grandmother used to make that, and well, both my grandmothers, and it was always good. Always one of my favorites, and this pie, this chocolate cream pie, has sugar-free Cool Whip on top. And of course, she decorates it so it's like little clouds of Cool Whip everywhere, and it's about 3 inches thick. It's got a I don't know what the crust is made out of, but it's sugar free as well. So I tell you, and she makes several sugar free pies. It just depends on the day, and I ordered this one 2 days ago, so I made sure that that it was there when we got there yesterday.
I'm kind of an oddball when it comes to chocolate pies and lemon meringue pies. I like a regular pastry crust on mine rather than a crushed graham cracker or something else. And my daughter makes a really good lemon cheesecake. It's about as good as I've had anywhere. She makes it, she just makes it once or twice a year for me. But man, that thing is good. She uses that real lemon curd in it. And it is really good. And something else, see, I had never had one before, but our friends from North Carolina coast, they used to have this thing where they'd like have desserts when they ate fish or something. I'm not sure, some old wives tale or what it was. They had it's called an Atlantic pie, and it uses crushed up soda crackers for the saltine crackers for the crust. The thing is incredibly good. It sounds terrible, but it is really good.
KB4CBA. Well, that does sound rather interesting. Like my mother-in-law makes, she knows I like banana pudding, so she makes a sugar-free banana pudding. And in a huge plastic, like Tupperware thing. And she she puts bananas in it, and instead of using vanilla wafers, you used to confine no sugar added vanilla wafers, but I haven't seen them in a long time on the shelf. But anyway, so she uses these it's called Portman. This is a brand, VOOTMAN, and they have a, gosh, I can't remember what they call the cookie, but anyway, she crunches it up, crumbles it up, and puts it in the banana pudding, and so you have that, you know, that crunchy sensation like you would, you know, eating a vanilla wafer. And then she puts Cool Whip on top. It's delicious.
Wife makes one that uses his Pepperidge Farm Chessmen cookies instead of vanilla wafers. It is absolutely good. We don't, she just cuts back on the sugar a little bit. I don't eat much of it at a time. I keep a little close eye on my carbs. But, because I don't eat much, I don't eat a lot of sweets anyway. But every once in a while I have a piece of pie or banana pudding maybe once every year or something like that, and have a little bit of that. But hers is really good too. I think it's one of those Paula Deen recipes. I'm not sure, but she does a really good job on it. But I used to love desserts, cheesecakes, pies, Lordy. I've eaten just about everything I like. I like the Italian pastries and the French stuff too. I like all of it. It kind of spoiled us when we went to Disney. It's been about 5 or 6 years ago now. We used to go every couple of years when the kids were little. And that's one of the things we enjoyed down there, about eating at Epcot, at the various countries. And some of the desserts they have down there are just out of this world.
I'm hungry now. I've already had supper. Oh, me? Well, I just crossed under the Rubber Mountain Road Bridge, and I'm going to be tasting the next exit, Haywood Road exit, and I'll go to the right and head north to Wade Hampton Boulevard. I've got a few more minutes before I get home, but I've slowed down to 70, and it feels like I'm crawling. I tell you, I can't imagine what 55 would feel like, but anyway, you know, when you go that fast for so long and slowing down the speed limits, kind of a funny feeling.
Well, back to range on that pony if you're going that fast through there. I was going to say, when you said you were in Simpsonville and you're already there, you must have been hauling buggy. Well, I'll let you pay attention to the road, Dave, and it's been good talking with him. Hope you had a good weekend with your grandson. And you get back on a tennis routine, I'm sure, tomorrow or Tuesday. But it's been a pleasure as always. And take it easy. Have a good afternoon. We'll talk to you later. N4DJC, clear after you.
Hey, well, yeah, I had a lot of people in front of me that were going a heck of a lot faster than I was. You know, if he was going to pick me out of a crowd, that would, I guess he could if he wanted to, but there was sure a heck of a lot of people, a lot more people going a heck of a lot faster than I was. Like, you know, an hour, they were doing 90 to 100, so it's unbelievable.
For me, I don't drive that fast anymore. I used to drive like that, but I don't anymore. My reflexes just aren't good enough. You be cautious going home, and glad you had a good weekend, and looks like it's going to be great this evening, too. And when you're eating the piece of that pie, just take a bite from me.
Think about it. Yeah, good evening. Always a pleasure, and we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA.
Hey, Jim, N4JC. Jerry, you still there?
Bill. How you doing, man?
I'm good. On the way to Wally World. Pick up some groceries.
Go camping this weekend, or did you stay at home?
We stayed at home. No need to get out in the heat. So it was actually nice and cool, but I just decided not to even try it.
I bet it would have been a mess this weekend. This is the first holiday type long weekend people have had where they could really get out, and I imagine the road was packed. We didn't go anywhere. The kids and grandkids went up to Charlotte for the weekend. They'll be back home tomorrow. And we just decided just to stay inside as much as possible yesterday. It was pretty toasty yesterday. It got cool later on the evening. It's been nice today.
It's only about 73 degrees, according to the car.
Got out here a while ago. I was thinking about hit a one ground hog next door. I got two, so kind of keep an eye on, see if they get out far enough where I can take, see if I can get one up. I doubt I can. I have to be real cautious, but had two last year. They were took care of, but now they got two more in front of them. They didn't cover them. They didn't cover the underside of the shed up, and then two more got back in there. They got two real big ones this time, too. But, I think it's been real busy. We went out today for a while and went out Friday for a while. I don't think we got left the house yesterday. I think maybe I did, but I don't think we ain't got out at all yesterday. But she's been working on some stuff. Doing some crocheting. For what reason, I don't have any idea. who she's making anything for.
Yeah. Crocheting. That's a good hobby. By the way, I'll be seeing Gail and Angie tomorrow. I'm going to cook some ribs and all the fixings, so I'll be sure and tell them you said hello. And it'll be good to get together and have a meal together. So I always enjoy telling them about our conversations.
Hey, both of them, hello, and I hope Janet's doing okay. I was reading the church newsletter, and she was just curious about making hoping that she was doing okay. And she asked me, I said, I don't know. I said, I talked to Bill. We have pretty often. I'm assuming she is. I hope so. Anyway.
M4WHMID. Yeah, she's doing okay, Jerry. I appreciate you asking. She has good days and bad days, and that rheumatoid arthritis is mean stuff, so, but she makes the best of it, and she's a trooper.
My daughter's sister-in-law has rheumatoid arthritis, and she's probably close to your age, I guess, but she just found out she had it about 5 or 6 years ago. She's like a clinical dietitian, and hers seems to be in remission right now, but I don't know what she's taking. I'll have to ask her, but she was having a terrible time there for the first year or so to try to get it calmed down. But I think that stuff just takes stages, like all these inflammatory type diseases.
One day you'll be okay, and the next day you can't hardly move. So, and it comes with other side effects, and it's just it's no fun. Yesterday was a year anniversary of her retiring from work, so it's been a interesting year, but it's been a good one.
She's doing okay, and hope she stays in good health. You know, that's for sure. That's tough, difficult to deal with. It's debilitating, and it does something to you when you're not able. I know when you start having it. I had trouble in my back for about 4 or 5 days last week, and I was just miserable. And when you got something like that, it seems like it's just, and I was just temporary, really. Yeah, you wonder, is this thing gonna stop or not? And Lynn's having trouble with tendonitis. That's right now going to wine where she's funeral crochet, and she's got tendonitis in her wrist. Lord knows what she's been doing. She stays on the, she does some photo editing on the computer. I think she's been doing some stuff at some odd angles. But it's the top of her wrist where she got tendonitis, which is kind of unusual. But she's doing something that's, this is where she got herself into an odd position and inflamed it a little bit. But I can't get her to take anything. She won't even take an aspirin hardly.
At least when she does take it, it'll be good for her, so. We reached the Walmart, so we're fixing to get out and get inside, so. Good talk to you. I just heard you in there. Wanted to say hello and wish you a great Memorial Day. It's, one of those holidays where we get to remember those and pay the ultimate sacrifice, so that's what I'm going to do. I got my flag flying high, and tomorrow I'll put it at half-mast. So, you have a good one. Send me threes, and I'll be clear on your return.
I'll take care of getting in Walmart. I'm sure it's going to be a melee, isn't it, this late in the day. Take it easy, and hope you have a good day, and hope y'all have a nice barbecue on Monday. We'll talk to you later, 73 and 4DJ6.